Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
On the DJV show. Doug Steffen out for the hour. He is in Hawaii. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. Phil McGeehan holding down the fort in Washington, D.C. We're all along. Dougie will be back with us in a bit. I think he needs to sleep in a little, guys. This time difference in Hawaii can be a little bit rough.
That jet lag is real.
Yeah, it totally is, and you get a big time difference. It's hard doing the show in the middle of the night. I mean, I'm up at 3 doing the show, and that's rough enough. But then when you've got, 1 o'clock in the morning, it can be tough. So, well, let's jump into it because the Omicron variant is here. And yesterday at the White House, President Biden said, "Get boosted, get your shots," but he said that for now, closures and mandates are off the table. And I wonder if that's because the appetite of the American people is starting to change, and maybe that's being felt in the White House, or if maybe he's just moving forward a little more slowly on this. Victoria, what was your initial reaction after you saw him speak at the White House yesterday? And it was picked up by all the local immediate, like local outlets, cable outlets, all picked up his address yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, it's very few things we can all agree on these days, right? Now, if you're on different sides of the aisle, but I think everyone can agree that we don't want any more shutdowns or lockdowns. And so, I was happy to hear that come from the top. In New Jersey, it was kind of a bigger, I mean, for me personally, I'm in New Jersey, so the bigger story was really what's happening here, because we're such an international hub. And we've got Newark Airport, and that's the biggest international airport. It has more flights than JFK in New York. And so I was really more interested to see what our Governor Murphy was doing here. He also said the same thing. He said he made his address before he spoke to the White House, but he said that they were prepared and that they have all the supplies that they need. They've got a hospital contingency plan if these cases keep really rising. But as of right now, no mask mandates and no shutdowns or lockdowns, especially with schools. And so just overnight, Omicron is already in 15 states. People are saying, oh, eventually it'll get here. No, it's already here, which is what Dr. Fauci had actually said. I know people, he's a lightning rod too now, but, he had said he would not be surprised if it was in multiple states already. So, it's just
hard to imagine that it's not. When you're seeing, when you're seeing it all over the place, when you're seeing it in Canada, when you're seeing it in pretty much at least all of the major countries in Europe are seeing this. It's really hard when you get a COVID diagnosis to know which variant. I mean, people are guessing. I had the Delta variant. I had this. We don't really know.
They do know with sequencing and the testing. So, and that's what Governor Murphy said yesterday. That was one of the main things that they're doing, is that they're identifying every single case. And so whenever you, whether it's at Walgreens or your doctor's office, if you go in, you get the swab and you have a COVID positive test, they then sequence that, and that goes into the state's database. I don't know if they're doing that nationally because we don't have a federal system of health, so everything is is all different. That's one of the main challenges that I think that we've had with COVID and reporting cases and staying on top of things, is other countries that have sort of a government run healthcare system, their data is very easily accessible. Now, there's pluses and minuses to those systems anyway, but one of the pluses is that they've been able to pull their data together really quickly because it's all on one one big server. And so we don't have that, but in the state of New Jersey and in New York, probably California too, I would imagine, a lot of the states that were hit hard early on decided to start their own databases, and then they would report, as we know, New York, Not everything got reported. Florida had their own kind of issue too with not reporting everything nationally. But the sequencing of apparently it's pretty easily identified which strain it is, and so That's the big sort of plan of attack for New Jersey, and we're really, you know, like the governor said, we're just such an international hub. And you know, I'm not surprised that Omicron is here now. We just opened up international travel, what, 3 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not surprised that it's in 15 or 20 states or whatever. Might even be more than that.
Well, and even look at when COVID first started, and before we were fully aware of it, how many people that did you know that had that quote-unquote mystery flu bug?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. A bunch of, I mean,
because this would present
a bunch of people in New York and New Jersey. Yeah.
Yeah, this one's presenting a little differently. It's not as severe, it seems. It's not as people aren't losing their smell and taste. They're tired, maybe a little bit of a sore throat, maybe a little bit of a runny nose, and so it is presenting a lot more like a cold. I think also I think there's a trend in this direction, and maybe the Biden White House is picking this up. We are counting cases, which is how we are basing all of our decisions on cases, but cases don't necessarily mean hospitalizations.
Exactly.
They don't mean serious cases. There are plenty of people, or deaths. There are plenty of people who are treating at home. And I think we have to get away from this idea that no one is going to get sick, because we are seeing people get sick. Vaccinated people are getting sick. They're getting lighter symptoms, and they're usually doing okay by being at home. Unvaccinated people, I mean, almost all of them are going to be able to handle this at home. So, once we start focusing, I think, more on therapeutics, protocols even for people who are dealing with this at home, and stop, it's not that I want people to stop counting cases. We obviously need to know that information, but to stop making big decisions based on cases instead of on hospitalizations, I think we'd be in a much better position to realize that we can continue to get through this, because it's not. I mean, as we've all agreed, this is not going anywhere. It's going to be here for a long time. We're not going to get to that place of herd immunity. We're not going to get to that place where we eradicate it. It's just, it's not going to happen. It's too.
I mean, viruses by nature are meant to mutate. Yeah, that's what keeps a virus alive, is its mutations. I mean, this is exactly the reason why there was never an HIV vaccine. And there still isn't. Moderna's now working on one. They're doing a trial because HIV has been around for so long that they can more easily identify if it's still mutating or if it's still just kind of hanging around. And I mean, I know people who are HIV positive. They pop a pill every day, and you would never know that they have any health issues whatsoever. And so eventually, and that took, 30 years? I mean, eventually that may be the case with COVID. You know, COVID, sure, yes, it's killed a lot of people, and HIV and AIDS killed a lot of people, too. But it took that long for a pill to just be the daily cocktail for HIV. And hopefully with the mRNA technology, with these vaccines, which are now, they're using that technology to make pills, hopefully this will be, you know, I think they said spring of 2022, we may have some of those pills available maybe sooner. That, to me, is a lot more encouraging than this every 6 months, do we have to worry if the vaccine is working or not.
Yeah. Figure out how, if people get it, are they going to get treated?
Right.
Because I think even the vaccine, if you're going to need to get people boosted every 6 months or so,
only a few vigilant types are going to do it.
Exactly.
I'm going to do it for my parents' sake. But if
it's going to get old real fast for a lot of people, and it's going to drop off, I think.
Yeah, I mean, Lewis and I are fully vaxxed and boosted. But if that happens again in another 6 or 8 months, of course, we're going to do it because, you know, it's for my parents' sake. But for me personally, I mean, we also live in a very busy apartment complex and village, and this is a petri dish here. So I would probably still do it for us anyway, just in case we do get it. Hopefully our symptoms would be very mild. And I have asthma. And, I mean, I don't want to deal with, you know, the COVID stuff, because I've had a lot of friends who had it, and, you know, some of them thought that this was the end, and they're young, healthy people. They didn't think they were going to make it. So I don't want to be in that category at all. But, you know, it would be great if the pills get pushed through, you know, relatively quickly if they work. The preliminary data shows that they're very, very promising. So that is reassuring.
Yep, all of that. I think the focus on therapeutics and protocols, a big deal. So many times people are just sent home and say, yeah, call us if you can't breathe. And I don't know how that may, it doesn't make you feel too good, I can tell you.
No.
All right, as we continue, a judge with a ruling on some of the mandates. President Biden says he's not going down that road in the future. But what does it mean for those mandates already there? Is he going to be able to enforce them? We'll find out as the DJV show continues at 60 minutes past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Over 30% of COVID survivors could experience PTSD. Some veterans have extreme cases of PTSD. Imagine sheltering in place forever. Learn how you can help an isolated or sick veteran at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates and distributes therapeutic art and craft projects for our veterans and military at no charge to them. HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans.
Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix fat product, but our 90-day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's T-O-P-L-O-S-S. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
JV show. Dougie is out this hour. The ladies in charge. And we were talking about President Biden addressing the nation on the Omicron variant that happened yesterday at the White House. And just what's next? Mandates, shutdowns, or just promoting the booster? Yesterday it seemed he was promoting the booster, telling people not to panic. And I wonder if that had anything to do with the federal court that halted the vaccine mandate from President Biden yesterday for healthcare workers in 10 states. These mandates are now being challenged in courts, as we expected they would be, ladies kind of working their way up the court system. And it says that the scale falls clearly in favor of healthcare facilities operating with some unvaccinated employees, staff, trainees, students, volunteers, and contractors, rather than a swift requirement for healthcare facilities to choose between two choices, basically getting fired or getting vaccinated. So U.S. District Judge Matthew Schlepp Judge Schlepp put out a 32-page order on Monday saying that these 10 states, including Alaska, Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wyoming, they have some more time for this vaccination process. Good news if they're healthcare workers, not wanting to lose their job in these places. 21 minutes past the hour, it's the DJ V Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
JV Show, Doug, Jen, and Victoria, and it is at this time of day when we check out what is trending. Jay Kirshner has her eye on our social media platforms, which you can follow at DJV Show. Jay, what's the biggest story trending right now?
Well, before we get into that, don't forget about the Works Giveaway.
Giveaway.
Yes, we need this. So at DJ V Show, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, that's how you can enter to win the Works Giveaway prize package. Find out all the information. You can also go to DJVShow.com. And you have until this Thursday, 12 noon Eastern time to get in on this. That's when the contest closes. And Doug will choose a winner, which we will announce Friday.
How in the world could I forget? Good free stuff. These are cool, cool products that you'll either like for yourself from Works or that you will love to give to a loved one. I have to tell you, every time my dad listens to this program, ladies, you know, he's a big fan. Big fan of the show. And every year he hears about the Works products and he's like, I got to have that. I got to have it.
Yeah. So. He's like, am I eligible to win?
That's right. All right. What's trending now today?
In celebrity gossip kind of news, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are not just a hot couple. They are awesome, good human beings. They hosted a food drive with their kids. They were seen outside of Affleck's California home over the weekend unloading a truck full of food, like talking about bags and bags and bags of rice. Ben Affleck was seen hauling a bunch over his shoulder at one time. J-Lo was seen helping unload the truck in heels, no less. Their kids were there. Affleck's three kids, two daughters, one son. Yeah, and Lopez's twins were there. So it was a nice family affair.
I like that. And you know what? It's a good lesson for the kids, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, when you have kids who... These kids have not wanted for much, probably, with J-Lo as a mom, Ben Affleck as a dad. So to teach them that it's a good thing to give back is, I don't know, I like that.
I think it feels like it's very kind of on brand for J-Lo and Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner, because you know, none of them are from Hollywood. You know, they all right. are kind of rags to riches stories.
Yep.
They came from other places. And I think that it's really, I think that Ben and Jennifer Garner as co-parents, they seem to be doing really well. And so I think that those are important values. And, you know, Jennifer Lopez is the first one. She's been to, you know, to talk about how, you know, her family, she said all the only word they ever heard growing up was the Bills. And so it, she just, you know, I think that they're keeping it real. And I think that that's a great thing when you live in a private jet world. You know, it's I think that that's a nice thing for kids, especially in L.A., who may be really out of touch.
Yeah. Especially because it's easy, I think, for teenagers to kind of forget that. I think you have a, yeah. it's really strange, but like, I think you kind of realize when you get to a certain point, when you're older, when you have to start paying bills on your own, or when you get into adulthood in your 20s, you go, wow, my parents sacrificed a lot for me. But when you're a teen and everything is going on around you and your little, in your teenage world, it can be hard to know that. And so I think kudos to parents who remind people that there's stuff outside of the teenage bubble. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, broadening the world. Everything's not, when, especially when you're a teenager and something happens, this is a life or death situation. It is
yeah.
big drama, and it doesn't always have to be that way. And parents who take the time to do these kind of activities with their kids and help others, their world gets bigger.
Absolutely. All right, what else is trending today, Jay?
Channing Tatum, Magic Mike. It's happening again
another
for the
one?
Third time. Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, Channing Tatum. So apparently Steven Soderbergh saw everything that Tatum and the rest of the people with the whole Magic Mike Live choreography team were doing as they were traveling around, you know, in Vegas, went over to Europe. They're bringing the American show to Nashville for the first time, kicking off next year and then going into it. And he saw everything they were doing, Soderbergh did, and was like, nope, there has to be a third one. There has to be a third installment. And so Channing Tatum was like, I'm in, let's do it. So HBO Max is where it's going to land, Magic Mike's Last Dance.
I love that. Please tell me what's his face. Hottie Toddy is in it. Oh, come on.
Mississippi,
Joe.
Yes.
Joe
Manganiello?
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have to find out. DJ V Show trending. Follow us at DJ V Show, 28 minutes past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Genesis has unveiled the electrified GV70 SUV. It features an all-wheel drive system with individual motors for front and rear wheels, generating a maximum output of 360 kilowatts in boost mode. Various features including crest grille with inverted G-matrix pattern and wheels and bumpers have been evolved to achieve optimum aerodynamic efficiency. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
Try Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema. It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, roll your boat. Yeah, roll your boat.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks PDE4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What?
The specific way Eucrisa works is not well-defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral Ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The quest to pass defense policy legislation hit a new obstacle in the Senate Monday as Minority Leader Mitch McConnell vowed to oppose advancing the bill further without progress on amendment votes. He'll oppose an imminent vote to cut off debate on the Senate version of the annual National Defense Authorization Act, citing GOP calls for more amendment votes President Biden said Monday that while travel restrictions imposed on travelers from several southern African nations would slow the entry of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus, it cannot prevent it. Biden said COVID-19 cannot be defeated until the rest of the world is vaccinated.
To beat the pandemic, we have to vaccinate the world as well. And America is leading that effort. We've shipped for free more vaccines to other countries than all other countries in the world combined.
This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Fauci has misled Americans on several occasions regarding the COVID-19 pandemic, one Washington lawmaker says he lied to Congress, and he has the proof. Unfortunately, no one in Washington, D.C. has the strength to stand up to the golden child.
Anybody who's looking at this carefully realizes that there's a distinct anti-science flavor to this. So if they get up and criticize science, nobody's going to know what they're talking about. But if they get up and really aim their bullets at Tony Fauci, well, people could recognize there's a person there, so it's easy to criticize. But they're really criticizing science, because I represent science. That's dangerous.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz from Texas on Fox News explains why Dr. Fauci should spend the next 5 years in prison.
So on May 11th, Fauci testified before a Senate committee that, quote, the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. That's a clear categorical statement. But then on October 20th, the NIH wrote that they funded an experiment at the Wuhan lab testing, quote, if spike proteins from naturally occurring bat coronaviruses circulating in China were capable of binding to the human ACE2 receptor in a mouse model. That is gain-of-function research.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hour on the DJV show. Dougie is out this hour. In the meantime, the ladies holding down the fort. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. And Phil McGeehan, our lone man, the brave guy holding us all together. And I almost feel like it has been court watch. And I don't mean to say that lightly, because there are some serious quick cases that have been going through the courts. But we had the week before last a verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse case. Last week we had a verdict in the Ahmaud Arbery case. This week, ladies, there are two big trials going on. The first is Ghislaine Maxwell, who was the madam, or the groomer, the girlfriend, whatever we want to call
her. I think madam's actually a really good title.
It's a good one, right?
Apropos, yeah.
For Jeffrey Epstein, she's in court. Her trial began yesterday. And then Jussie Smollett, I thought this admittedly had been done already, but Jussie Smollett's trial opened as well. He's the actor who was on Empire, who said that people in MAGA hats were chasing him with the news saying racist and bigoted things about his sexuality and his skin color. And he had actually put that all together himself, allegedly. And so now he's in court. He faces charges that could lead to 3 years prison time. But most people believe even if he's convicted, he'd probably get something more along the lines of probation. Ghislaine Maxwell faces 70 years in prison. I thought it was really interesting. I was listening to, of all people, Geraldo Rivera talk about Ghislaine Maxwell. Now, everybody gets their day in court. Everybody gets a chance to defend themselves. And so, with that said, that this is Ghislaine's opportunity to present what she wants to the court. And some people say she'll probably take the witness stand to defend herself. And she has a right
really?
To do that.
Yeah, that's an interesting move.
Hmm. And some of the women that have accused her also will be taking the witness stand. But Geraldo Rivera was out yesterday, and he said that this was mob rule, and basically said that the people's anger against Ghislaine Maxwell was overcooked. Now,
what?
I understand
how
that mob
so?
Rule. Right. I understand that mob rule is a big thing, right? Cancel culture, people making their decisions before they know all the facts in the case. Like, this has been plaguing us forever, and social media helps push it along. But you have victims who have come out and done very public interviews about the things that Ghislaine Maxwell has done, and or had done, at least, in recruiting people.
Or coerced them to
this.
Do.
Yeah, yeah, and bringing people into this circle. So I thought it was kind of interesting. Again, she gets her day in court. She gets to defend herself.
That makes me think Geraldo, because Geraldo was a big deal back in the day. Maybe Geraldo's in that book, right?
Maybe he's like, nothing to see here, guys.
Nothing, yeah, he'll just keep referring to himself in the weird third person and go on about his day. Yeah, that seems suspicious. That's very weird.
Thought it was a little strange, too.
Yeah.
So, yesterday, the sex trafficking trial began. Jury selection was underway. And according to the prosecutor, as they laid out their case, both Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein were partners in crime. And this is what a lot of people are, or this is what the prosecution's job is, to tie these two together and basically make it seem like she was his number two, his lieutenant, who was bringing in all of these girls that he was abusing and in some cases engaged in that abuse herself. Mm-hmm. And the defense is going to say that she wasn't involved, and we're going to hear from the defense today, but they're going to try to make the case that she was a victim as well, and that they're trying to put all the crimes of Jeffrey Epstein on her and kind of painting her as the scapegoat in all of this. So they're going
that's
to try
kind
to
of
say,
like what the third big trial, the Theranos trial, Elizabeth Holmes.
Yeah,
and
that's
so
right.
That's kind of what that's her defense. She's basically saying, well, I didn't do anything wrong because I was abused by my former boyfriend and business partner. So she's kind of taking the I'm a victim, too, which is, I think, ridiculous in her case. I think it's ridiculous in Ghislaine Maxwell's case, too. But, yeah, this is, what's the end game?
It's whether you're going to be able to get sympathy from the jury. And, you know, that's really going to be the challenge of the defense in this case. Is she going to be likable enough to win some favor with the jury? And I guess that is probably why I would guess we'd see her on the stand. As much as it's probably a bad idea and it presents itself to be a bad idea most times, if you do have a story that you believe is true and you can sell that story to the jury, it can be helpful to gain some sympathy, at least from a couple members. But we'll see how that works out. It's hard to know if a socialite's going to be able to do that with a jury of their, quote, peers in New York City.
Well, and then also people have short memories, and we've had, you know, this is pre-COVID now when she was finally captured. Remember she was on the run? And that does not look good for her. That's going to be something that's also going to come back up. She was on the run. She was using all kinds of fake identities.
Tinfoil around her cell phone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then she married somebody, right? She got had a quickie marriage. And so there's some husband out there who probably has all of the secrets and knows where the bodies are buried. I mean, this is there's a whole lot of stuff that we're going to remember now as this trial goes on. And I don't really know how she can just sit there and claim ignorant socialite. I don't know. I don't know how you make that case.
Now, in Jesse Smollett's case, according to his defense team, Jesse Smollett says he's a real victim of a real crime. That's what his attorney said as the trial started on Monday after prosecutors made the allegation that he staged a homophobic and racist attack in Chicago after the television studio where he worked didn't take the hate mail that he had received seriously. His defense attorney said two brothers attacked Smollett because they didn't like him and that a $3,500 check that the actor paid the men was for training so he could prepare them for an upcoming music video, not as payment for staging a hate crime. So he's still clinging on to the story that this was.
And these two brothers are from Nigeria. They're black. And he claimed that the two attackers were white. So,
right, and also what makes me laugh is that he's in the middle of Chicago, and according to his story, the attacker said, "This is MAGA country, get out."
Right.
The city of Chicago, it's not MAGA country. Just, maybe you could find a suburb, but in Chicago, I could tell you that much.
Well, and remember how he, like, this is going back to, like, all these original details that we forget. Remember how he was caught on a surveillance camera?
Buying the rope.
Right. Well, the brothers were, right? They were all mm-hmm. caught buying the red hats and the whole thing. So that's all there. But Jesse Smollett himself was seen walking around the area where the staged attack was, and the camera that he relied on, the security camera outside a building that he relied on to capture this was broken. So it was a different camera that caught some of it, and it looked
like
him
across the street.
Yeah, and it looks like he's setting it up. And the camera
like stage fighting.
Yeah, and then so the camera he was hoping would get it was not even in operation. So it was such a bungled crime. It was just, oh my, what a mess.
Can you imagine his publicist during all of this?
Well, like, dropped
please
him.
No.
I was gonna say easily quit.
Yep.
Too hard of a job. And then also in the, what did they do? Chris Cuomo at CNN is getting a lot of heat because according to reports, he used his media sources to dig up information on his brother's accuser. So all those women that came forward with sexual harassment claims against Andrew Cuomo, according to texts, interview transcripts, they showed that he was looking for information on Melissa DeRosa, who is the top aide to Andrew Cuomo at the time, who came out with these allegations and put her name on them. And crazy.
Oh, wait, no.
And
Melissa DeRosa, she stuck with Cuomo. She was
his
second
hand. She's the one who's getting the text messages from Chris Cuomo
she
on the woman in the office.
A lot of this.
Right.
Yeah.
I have a
never
lead on
liked
the wedding
her.
Girl. It was Anna Reich who was the one that he was kissing. Right. And so they had, I guess, a whole full-on conversation back and forth about the lead on the wedding girl, and they were helping prep each other so they knew what this woman was going to say. Mm. Pretty crazy. Not a great use for your sources if you're Chris Cuomo at CNN.
I mean, I understand if it's your brother and you don't think he did anything wrong and you want to, protect your brother, fine. You take a leave of absence. You don't ruin your career, and you don't act like you're above any sense of ethics, you know, or propriety. Like, you just, what he did was, I think Chris Cuomo, I've never been a Chris Cuomo fan at all. I think he's just a snot. And so I have no issue whatsoever with him being taken down. But, you know, the ego.
I just wonder if he will be, because I don't think CNN has been really proactive in figuring out what his role was in all of this.
I was on the homepage of CNN this morning, and I was surprised to see that they actually said that they're going to conduct a thorough review of what his involvement was, and I can't imagine that they're not going to dump him. I mean, what's the value of keeping him? He has no credibility anymore. As a news person, there's just no... He's not an opinion person, you know? I mean, he's sort of quasi of delivering the news, and, you know, he's not someone like a Rachel Maddow or a Sean Hannity where you go there for their opinions and you know you're not getting, you know, real journalism. You're there because you like whatever they say. Chris Cuomo is kind of not in that role. So how do you maintain...
He should be, though, because I think he does. He does give his opinion quite often, and it's too bad because I think that's where people take aim at CNN. It's really clear in the evening at MSNBC and Fox what you're getting, and you're getting opinion. At CNN, you're getting opinion, but it's still kind of, they've put it under the news umbrella, and
yeah.
I think that's why CNN gets the bad rap. I think they'd be smarter just to kind of brand Anderson Cooper, Chris Cuomo, Don Lemon as opinion givers, which clearly it kind of comes across that they are, but we'll see. Well, maybe Chris Cuomo won't even be part of that equation after this investigation, but text messages reveal he was using his sources to try to get information to his brother. Tough situation. Look, you love your family, but where is that area of protecting?
Then you leave your job. You leave your job, you take a sabbatical, and you say, I've got to help my, you know, I'm dealing with family issues. There's a right way to do it. And then behind the scenes, you know, you do whatever you want, but it's just, I don't know. I just, the fact that he thought that he could easily get away with this, that's just the snotty, you know, hubris of him that I just do not like at all. So, and obviously his brother runs in the family because Governor Cuomo didn't think he was ever going to be caught doing anything wrong either. So, I don't know. They've obviously been raised to believe that this is a system that it benefits them no matter what. And so now they're both getting taken down, and I think it's about time. Anybody in this position, it's not just the two of them, anyone in that position, I think should, you know, no one should be allowed to conduct themselves the way that they both did.
Golf news in the focus. So one golfer on the road to recovery, remembering another golfer lost as the DJV show continues at 46 minutes past the hour.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the, I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
At Ulta Beauty, we know getting ready for the holidays is what makes the holidays the holidays. That shimmering anticipation in the air, lighting the room with scents of the season, setting the perfect table. But now, it's time for you to get ready with the red lip that says, it's so good to see you, and that gold shadow that makes you sparkle. So let's get ready to celebrate more, because it's moments like these that truly make up the holiday season. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Minutes past the hour. It's the DJV show. Dougie out this hour. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. And ladies, we don't oftentimes talk about golf, but this one is worth it. Lee Elder is a person who broke down racial barriers in the sport of golf. He was the first black golfer to play in the Masters, and it really paved the way for people like Tiger Woods and others to follow. He has died at the age of 87. The PGA Tour announced his death on Monday. No cause or details immediately available, but they did confirm the death. Tiger Woods also speaking out, saying that after that big accident last year, he thought he was going to have his leg amputated. It's unlikely that he will ever play golf again full time. Pretty sad news on both fronts. As the DJV show continues at 51 minutes past the hour.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Past the hour, it's the DJV show. I'm Victoria Keelan with Tech Talk, and the big story that everyone's talking about in the tech world today is the sudden resignation of Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey. He is the co-founder and had been the CEO in two different stints, and so he has announced his departure, and he confirmed that the chief technology officer, Parag Agrawal, will replace him and take his seat on the board, effective immediately. Now, Jack Dorsey returned to Twitter as CEO in 2015, even though he had been forced out in 2008, but the company was really going through a lot of, you know, different changes and a lot of growing pains. So in 2015, much the way that Apple went back and asked Steve Jobs to come back to that CEO role, Jack Dorsey did the same thing in 2015. In the official company statement, Jack Dorsey said, quote, "I've decided to leave Twitter because I believe the company is ready to move on from its founders. My trust in Parag as Twitter's new CEO is deep. His work over the past 10 years has been transformational, and I'm deeply grateful for his skill, heart, and soul. It's time for him to lead." And so Jack Dorsey also wrote a letter to the employees, and he told them that he will serve out his term on the board of directors until sometime in May, and then he will also leave that position
Biden, saying that he believes it's important to give Parag, the new CEO, the space that he needs to lead. And he said, back to my previous point, I believe it's critical that a company can stand on its own, free of its founder's influence or direction. So essentially, he's saying that Twitter is probably moving in a new direction and that he is not going to hinder that in any way. Twitter already has enough issues right now with, you know, the censorship and the algorithms, and there's so much controversy and Donald Trump being banned from the platform, amongst other people. And so the new CEO, Parag Agrawal, joined the company in 2011. He actually worked in ads. He was an engineer for the ad algorithm, and so that's how he got his start. Eventually, he worked his way up to chief technology officer in 2018. And Jack Dorsey's well known for his interests in blockchain technology and crypto and decentralization. And Parag Agrawal is also interested in Web3 and has been a leading figure in the Twitter-funded Blue Sky effort, which is to create an open and decentralized standard for social media. And so they kind of agree on that front. And in his own note, as the new CEO, Agrawal said, I joined this company 10 years ago when there were fewer than 1,000 employees. While it was a decade ago, those days still feel like yesterday to me. I've walked in your shoes. I've seen the ups and downs, the challenges and obstacles, the wins and mistakes. But then and now, above all, I see Twitter's incredible impact, our continued progress, and the exciting opportunities ahead of us. It will be really interesting to see in what direction he takes Twitter, if we see it on the user side, if we're going to notice that it looks like it's under new leadership, or if the product itself makes any, you know, significant changes. That will be certainly interesting in the months to come. And then Jack Dorsey will be vacating his board seat in May. So that's the big story coming from the tech world. We've got one more interesting story coming up about National Computer Security Day. We'll be right back. It's the DJV Show.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
So it's National Computer Security Day, and the reason we're talking about this is because on November 2nd in 1988, Cornell University researchers uncovered an unknown virus lurking in their computer systems. It became known as the Morris worm. It invaded several other university systems, and this became on the early version of what is now today's internet. And so this one virus, the Morris worm, 6 days later, two computer experts with the U.S. Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, recommended assembling a National Computer Infection Action Team, NCAT, to respond 24/7 to these types of attacks. This is how far back it goes, 1988, and we're still dealing with basically a hack a day, it feels like. And so each person, of course, as we know, are in the holiday shopping season. You have to protect your own online security, and so there are just so many things you can do. Change your passwords often, and you know, protect yourself at all costs. It's 58 past the hour.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535, 802-341-4535, 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.